Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley on More Compelling Talk Radio, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Republican Senator Rick Jones, also chair of the Judiciary Committee. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Fast at work. Talking to you from the Senate floor.
I love how flexible you are. We managed to find you wherever you are, and I appreciate your willingness to do it from the Senate floor this evening. A real busy couple of days working on the education budget today. Where are we on that?
Well, we've done a lot of budgets. The ag budget, community health, DHS, DNR, corrections, state police, DLAG, and judiciary, and we have completed K-12 community colleges and higher education. We still have four budgets to vote on this evening.
And what's left to vote on tonight?
The Department of Transportation, Department of Environmental Quality, Military and Veterans Affairs, and Department of Education.
Aha. I did notice, if the information I have is correct, sir, that you, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly had to break a 1919 vote on the K-12 budget this afternoon to support the fiscal year budget, that spending document, and you voted no. I wanted to know what was in it that you didn't like.
Well, the Senate has restored some of the proposed cut. The governor had proposed a $300 cut, and it's now a $170 cut. However, I wanted that to be no cut, and so I did oppose it.
And was the rest of it okay for you? Was that one sticking point?
Yes. Well, obviously, that was the sticking point for me on K-12.
Now, yesterday, Senator Gretchen Whitmer came out very strongly in speeches protesting education, police, and health cuts and so forth in Governor Snyder's budget and what came before you. And she basically said that these are Republican budgets and the public should see what they're putting forth. What's your reaction to that kind of a statement?
Well, I don't really think that's true. I think that a lot of the budget is very good, sound judgment. For example, we have capped welfare benefits at 48 months, so we have eliminated the unlimited lifetime public welfare that, we simply can't have that forever for able-bodied people. We're not like the states around us. And we've restored $500 million into the state police budget to keep the troopers on the streets. Now they're closing some posts. But that was a decision by the colonel, and I agree with her completely. She wants troopers on the road, and she's putting troopers over buildings. So I think that was a wise decision.
Well, and we have talked to folks about the closing of the state troopers, so I would agree with you there. We're heading in the right direction on that. And capping the welfare benefits, that's going to save a good chunk of money.
Yes, I think I could have even gone further and made it 36 months instead of 48 months. Again, we're only talking about able-bodied people, those that are able to work.
And one of the things I know that has been very close to you and you've been working very hard on as chair of the Judiciary Committee is anti-bullying legislation. Today, Governor Snyder proposed some rather sweeping changes to boost student performance in the education system. And included in that is anti-bullying legislation. How are we coming on that?
Well, I have the bill ready to vote out. We wanted to postpone it until Kevin Epling could testify. Of course, he's the one that has been one of the main people to fight for that in Michigan. And we did have to postpone it this week because of all the budget voting, but we'll run it next week, Tuesday at 2:30.
I had Kevin on the show last night discussing this issue, of course, and he is certainly ready to go, and he did mention all of the efforts that you have put forth at this point.
Well, that's wonderful. Yes, I did attend a local play called Bullyside over at the Wharton Center with Kevin Epling, And there's a large community out there that wants this bill passed. You know, currently we have 10% of Michigan schools have no bullying policy at all. And certainly time for change.
Well, it definitely is. What about, and I know being on the Senate floor voting on budgets today, did you have a chance to get kind of a bullet point of the changes Governor Schneider is proposing in education?
Yes, I have read what the local news services have carried.
And what about the bonuses for academic improvement? Is that it's kind of a best practices, once again, that we're seeing from Governor Snyder?
You know, I think the Governor Snyder has a great idea to reward schools that are improving and educating children. And certainly that's the goal that all of us have.
And when you're looking ahead to the budgets left for the day, do you think you're going to wrap up today or go into tomorrow with those?
Well, I think we'll wrap up today. But remember, this doesn't complete our task, because now the Senate and the House need to sit down in conference committee and work out any differences. And then it'll come back to the floor of the Senate and the House for a final vote and then go to the governor's desk. Our goal is to have that done and on his desk by June 1.
And the differences look like they're many. Are we wrong? Am I wrong in suggesting that?
Well, you know, we're used to dealing with differences. You know, we're different bodies, the Senate and the House. And I'm certain that we'll come to agreement soon and be able to get these budgets done. By the way, in record time, you know, it's not due until October 1. And I have been sitting here for, you know, 6 years, in the House before I came to the Senate, and watched it go down to the last minute every year. This is so refreshing to work with a governor and a Senate and a House that want to get things done. You know, our schools have to have their budget done July 1, so this is very important for the schools to know what money they're going to have to budget with.
Well, and you have been very vocal in the past, Senator, about when things do come down to the very last minute, mistakes can be made because you're rushing things through.
Well, I've seen that happen time after time, where they put the Senate and the House into round the clock, so you're voting at literally at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., after having, you know, no sleep. And the attorneys that are helping to draft the bills occasionally make mistakes, and that's understandable. So I've always been a proponent for having more session days. You know, I'm more than happy to work Friday, Saturday, you know, whatever we need to get the work done.
Very good. What are you think some of the sticking points that will be coming up that will need to be addressed in these differences that you talked about in any of the parts are you concerned about?
Well, certainly K-12 will be the most volatile budget, and we'll have to see what differences the House has. I really haven't seen what they've done yet. We will very soon. But that's obviously this year going to be the most volatile budget.
The corrections department comes under which of these budgets?
Well, there is a corrections budget, and that was passed yesterday.
And I'm speaking to the head of the Michigan Corrections Organization later in the show. He felt they were kind of blindsided, the budget cuts to them. Do you think that the cuts that happened were appropriate given the times?
Yeah, there's a couple different issues here. See, we deal here in the Senate with the budget for the prison system, the entire system. Now, the governor has proposed additional givebacks by their union. So we're not dealing with that. That's the executive body. The governor will be bargaining with the corrections union. We simply, you know, voted on other things, cuts and things. Now, right now on the table, we have privatizing the food service, and I'm sure probably the union will disagree with that.
What is your take on that? Is that a good idea, and would that be a cost savings?
Well, it could be a huge cost savings. You know, many sheriffs have gone to that, where they have a private entity coming in to supply food to the inmates instead of having cooks and you have to pay a lot of benefits and everything to have full-time cooks on.
Well, I did have a few minutes to talk with the gentleman, Mal Grieshaber, beforehand, and he did say that he was not in favor of it, of course, and you knew that he wouldn't. Well, I hope, sir, it's not too late an evening for you, and we'll look forward to following the process along and seeing what the budgets look like after they've come out.
Okay, have a great evening.
Thank you so much for taking time from the floor this evening.
Yes.
Senator Rick Jones, Chair of the Judiciary Committee on Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. We'll be back with more after this.